Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here with more good news for Skibbereen.
More good news. Well, yeah, basically it's for Ireland, really. Like, we've won a world championship medal in boxing 2 weeks ago, world athletics medals last week, and rowing medal this morning. So Sport Ireland will be thrilled. Our Olympic sports doing really well at the highest level. A medal for Ireland this morning, the men's double of Fintan McCarthy and Philip Doyle, north and south of the country being acknowledged there, winning bronze in the men's double. A fantastic achievement for them. And we also have this morning another Irish finalist. Fiona Murta from Moycullen in Galway has won her semi-final, the single sculls, and she will qualify for Sunday's A-final. The women's four have finished third in the B-final. That's Natalie Long, Emma Waters, Aisling Hayes and Imogen Magner, while Conan Plazea finished second in the C-final of the men's single scull. Now, after all the hype, it's finally time for the 45th Ryder Cup to get underway. Europe take on the United States in New York. The foursomes match on course just after 12. Shane Lowry not involved in the morning. Rory McIlroy will partner Tommy Fleetwood against Colin Morikawa and Harris English. Looking ahead to all of the action now is Greg Allen.
So the numbers have been crunched and the statistics teams on either side have sliced and diced every player's strengths and weaknesses. And that means, unfortunately, that Shane Lowry has been somewhat surprisingly left out of the first session of foursomes. He played both sessions of foursomes, incidentally, 2 years ago in Rome. So, in any case, the opening match on the course will see Tyrrell Hatton and John Rahm facing up against Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas. That'll be at 10 minutes past 12 noon. Next up, around 16 minutes later, Europe's Ludvig Åberg and Matt Fitzpatrick will take on Scotty Scheffler and Russell Henley. Match three in the course sees Rory McIlroy and Tommy Fleetwood for Europe up against Harris English and Colin Morikawa. And in the fourth, an anchor match on the course, Bob McIntyre and Victor Hovland for Europe will face Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele. So let's try and break this down a little bit, because in spite of both teams employing a vast array of statisticians, emotion does seem to have played its part in Keegan Bradley's selection of Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas in the first match out. They're both very feisty characters who Bradley hopes will whip up the New York crowd, and they will be opposed by the equally feisty John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton, who incidentally won both of their foursomes matches together in Rome. In contrast, DeChambeau has had two Ryder Cup outings in foursomes, and he's lost both of them, while Thomas has won just two of his five foursomes outings in Ryder Cup. That match, first out, looks like being a really, really fiery encounter. It also has the appearance of being a bit of a gamble by Keegan Bradley, the American non-playing captain. DeChambeau hasn't played a tournament in 6 weeks, and yet Bradley is steadfast in support of his opening pairing by also revealing that DeChambeau will hit the first shot for the American team and will likely take out the driver and try to cut the corner and reach the green off the tee on the relatively short opening dogleg par 4.
Bryson thrives under this sort of atmosphere. I see Bryson and I can see him walking out there just relishing the moment, relishing the chance to get up there and hit that shot. And what a better two guys to lead our team out tomorrow than Justin and Bryson.
For Europe, Captain Luke Donald has made some choices that are also open to question. He's split up Ludvig Åberg and Victor Hovland, that Scandinavian partnership which won both of their foursomes matches in Rome 2 years ago. Instead, Hovland is partnered with the informed Bob McIntyre and Åberg with Matt Fitzpatrick. Donald explained the reasoning behind splitting up previously successful partnerships.
Players evolve, players change, their profiles change. So again, you have to look at, you're looking at personality matchups. We have so much options that it's really quite fun for me as a captain. But, you know, we know the US are going to be strong. They're strong in foursomes. They have some amazing partnerships there. And we wanted to bring our best as well. And this is what we feel is our best.
Now, one question neither captain answered yesterday was whether or not they would leave a player on the bench, so to speak, for the entire first day. That remains an option. But the hope is for Lowry that his recent issues with putting are resolved and that won't impede the prospect of him appearing in the afternoon fourballs.
Greg, thanks a million for that. Well, we're joined now, Gavin, by a man who twice played Ryder Cup for Europe and was vice captain, one of the great men of Irish golf, Des Smith. Good morning to you, Des.
Morning, Des. How are you?
I'm excited. Are you?
Yeah, very excited. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm delighted the day has come. We were like children waiting for Christmas for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
It's here now.
Yeah, isn't there going to be extraordinary drama around the first tee when Bryson DeChambeau hits the opening drive? I was trying to explain for people who don't follow golf, he's kind of going to be the epitome of go America and whooping up the crowd.
Oh yeah. The chant will be going up big time. I mean, the cauldron of noise when they get to that first tee, this morning. At their time, I think it's about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't imagine. And there'll be people in those stands from probably 6 o'clock.
A.M.
Waiting to be there. You can cut the atmosphere on that tee. That's one thing I always remembered about the Ryder Cup was the first tee on the first morning. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah, not a pleasant one, I'd imagine. If you're the
well, it's very nervy. You'll see the best players in the world. And if you watched closely, as I did, and I was one of those, I mean, my hands were shaking. Mm. I remember Tiger Woods hitting a shot in the K Club. It's not as if he missed a fairway. He hit it in the middle of the lake. So it affects the best players in the world. But it's only for that moment, Des. They're on the first tee. It's their first shot. They're hyped up. They're very nervous. Once they get off that first tee and get into the match, everything gets down to, you know, who's going to perform.
Yeah. Des, do you remember, like, it's 46 years ago now, is it, since you were first tee with Tom Kite and Hale Irwin. Do you have memories of the day?
Never forget it. Never forget it. I couldn't believe my hand was shaking so much. And I often tell the story to other players. I said it to Darren Clark once and he laughed at me. And then after he played his first Ryder Cup, he came back to me and said, now I know what we're talking about.
What chance have Europe got?
We've a great chance, Des. I mean, we've come off a win 2 years ago in Rome. 11 of the same players. I mean, only a first name change. We've a great chance. But, I mean, the Americans are favourite because if you look at the stats, the home side wins most of these matches. I'm just hoping it's going to be tight. I mean, the Americans, and I expect America to win. But I do feel the way our team has been prepared, and if it gets down to a close finish, I think our experience that everybody has done it before, I think it's going to be the edge. And it's going to be the edge that's going to win this game.
Well, it's one to really look forward to.
So is that you for the next 3 days now, Des?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm going to get sitting down in my seat at about 11:45 and I'll probably get up on Sunday evening. And if we win, I'll have a bottle of champagne there to celebrate.
Do the rest of the house know this, yeah?
Oh, they do, yeah. Sunday lunch with the family is off. It's going to be in front of the TV for the rest of the weekend.
That doesn't make him unique, Gavin, I think, in this country. I mean, Des, lovely talking to again. Thanks a million for joining us. Enjoy it.
You're
all.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Last night in the Europa League, Aston Villa had their first win of the season. They beat Bologna 1-0. Rangers, though, were beaten at home again. Their manager, Russell Martin, under huge pressure. They lost 1-0 at home to Genk. Tonight, there'll be a full house in Tallaght for the big Dublin derby. It's first against second in the league. Shamrock Rovers playing Bohemians. Bows have got the better of Rovers on three previous occasions this season, but as they close in on the title, Rovers boss Stephen Bradley says they're not bothered by those results so far. Elsewhere, Derry City go to Drogheda. It's Shelburne against Waterford and Galway United versus Cork City. Now, the new rugby season gets underway this weekend. All four Irish provinces in action in the opening round of the URC. And Donal Lennon joins us now for a quick look at their prospects. Hi, Donal.
How are you doing, Des?
Just saying earlier, you're a man who could be representing Europe in the Ryder Cup.
Well, I have to say, I got a shock there when you said, I'm joined by a man who's played two Ryder Cups. And I said, Des, I'm holding on the phone.
Will you have an interest in it, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A bit like Des said there, I'll be watching every stroke of it. It's unique. You know, I heard your interview earlier with Shane Lowry and about, you know, the team element of it. And that's exactly what it is.
Mm. It's interesting. Well, listen, let's get to the rugby teams. Tough start for Leinster. They're playing the Stormers in Cape Town this evening at 6.
Yeah, it is. But look, as always, Leinster, they're the holders of the URC, the perennial favourites. But, you know, you talk about strength and depth. And I looked at that Leinster squad. They ended up on the Lions Tour Days with 14 players. None of them... of whom are involved in the game against the Stormers. Yet, they can field an all-international backline. They have four international forwards up front and three on the bench. And that's what makes them so unique. They have that quality. It's a tough start for them, given that they're touring South Africa, the opening game against the Stormers. They're playing against the Bulls next week, who they beat in the final last year. I think that if they could come back from South Africa with one win from those two games, that'll be a decent start.
OK, the other games. Munster go to Scarlets tomorrow. Ulster play Dragons tonight. And Connacht in the newly refurbished Dexcom Stadium. What about Munster?
Yeah, a lot of talk in Munster. Obviously, Clayton McMillan has come in, taken over. Everything I've heard about him has been positive. He's a strict taskmaster, former police officer, a big imposing man, and he shook up the Munster dressing room. But, you know, they also have to cope with the loss of their talismanic leader in Peter Omani. Conor Murray is gone. Stephen Archer is gone. But I like the look of their squad, and I'd expect them to open, even though they're away against the Scarlets. The team I'm really looking forward to, Des, though, are Connacht. I think they're playing Bennett on tomorrow.
Yeah.
The fact that Stuart Lancaster, an amazing story, he was with Racing 92, but left them before the end of the season. He ended up in Galway because his son Dan was playing for Racing in the Challenge Cup against Connacht. He saw the development of the new stand there. He saw their high performance unit, their new building there was completed, totally different to the days when he would have gone down there with Leinster. And, you know, from there, the Connacht people started talking to him, and now he's the new coach of Connacht. I think he's an outstanding appointment, and I'm really been interested. Connacht finished 13th in the league last year. I guarantee it is they'll be much higher than that under Stuart Lancaster.
Great stuff. Okay, Donald, thanks a million for joining us. Enjoy the weekend. We've racing continuing at the Listowel Festival today. Long week there. Dundalk also this evening. And a nice story to finish with. People will remember the tragic loss of Jack de Bromhead, the son of trainer Henry and Heather de Bromhead, who died after an accident beach racing in Kerry. Well, today in Drumcondra, the Jack de Bromhead Equine Centre will be opened at the Child Vision in Drumcondra, and the Indoor Equine Therapeutic Centre, named in memory of Jack, is at the forefront of specialist therapy and education for children with visual impairments. So it's a lovely news story out of a very sad event.
Des, thank you. Gorgeous facility at Drumcondra. It's 10 to 9. We'll be hearing from Galway next.